dreamt that you were running to catch me as the bus. Put away your banging on the windows, furious. And I went on without you, left you in a cloud of dust. There's no silver lining, there's no okay, but there's no use denying, it just really sucks. Then one day you are faking, and the next day you are not. And the days just come on, so it's one breath at a time. And it's like I ache in love.
What be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. Did thee been the sippy sailing?
Arr, set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall thunder and loot all station IDs. Arr.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 15th, celebrate Red's Mascot Madness Championship win in the quad from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Wednesday, watch the women's lacrosse game versus Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also happening at 4 p.m., watch both the men's and women's tennis team play Delhi at the Oneonta Tennis Courts. The Project Space Gallery has a new student-curated group exhibition called Change is the Only Constant. The gallery opens on April 14th and is open until May 9th, with the reception being on Thursday, April 16th, from 5 to 7 p.m. in Fine Arts. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 17th, the Counseling Health and Wellness Center will be hosting goat yoga in the President's Garden from 2 to 4 p.m. On Saturday, April 18th, the men's lacrosse team will be playing Oswego at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 19th, the Office of Sustainability and Eco Ambassadors are looking for volunteers to help pick up trash at Niwa Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers who help will receive a smoothie from Feel Good Smoothie at the end of the cleanup. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Then I found you, baby. just fine. After all, what's the point if you know?
Will it be her? There's no one you can't be certain of. There's a devil that you notice. What's the devil know you from? Here's a knife with no handle to hold it. Here's a gun with no safety switch on it. And his eyes are like a car with no lights on, driving around all night long. Pretend you cannot see him. And his eyes are like a car with no lights on, driving around all night long. Though you will know when he's seen you.
He wraps me around and I hold. void like I love him. I swear to myself as he leaves at dawn, this will end till he haunts me again.
Hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello, everyone. What's up? It's me, On, your DJ, On Air. We're back on the episode of Chit Chat. You weren't expecting to see me 20 minutes into my show where I wasn't there, but I'm here now. What a surprise. I got to keep you guys on your toes. You know me. Some technical difficulties. Also, I'm congested. Don't worry about that. That's going to be okay, probably. And, you know, just hashtag happy to be alive, happy to be here. It's beautiful outside today. I'm kind of hungry, even though I just ate. But, you know, I did eat. And I'm hashtag blessed and grateful that I have beautiful food and blessings. I almost said hashtag for like the third time. I've only been talking for like 2 minutes, guys. I apologize. What's up? What's up with you guys? Guys, I'm 30 minutes late. I'm sorry. But, you know, I didn't, you know, listen. I'm really sorry. That's, it's not good business practice. But I am here. Actually, I got here much earlier, but I really liked that last song that was playing on automation, so I just let it play. So I'm sorry, I actually could have been here at like 11:20 instead of 11:25, but I love a house track, so I apologize for that one, guys. Anyways, we're going to make the best of the 30 minutes. You know, I'm sure everyone's days are busy. We're getting to the end of the semester. If you go to work, well, it's a Saturday, so hopefully you don't have to work. But if you do work, I hope it's not busy today. What else? Maybe go outside today. Oh, I'm sorry. I just got really excited. I screamed really loud. It's like, excuse me. Vinylthon starts tonight at 7 p.m. All the DJs, I believe. Actually, I'm not sure if the hours have changed. It was Vinylthon originally was going to be 24 hours from 7 p.m. to 7 p.m. the next day. So starting tonight and ending tomorrow at 7. I don't think it's overnight anymore. I'm not sure what the entire schedule is looking like now. I think it's from 7 till 10 or like 12. And then starts up again at 7 in the morning tomorrow or something like that. Basically, I know it's not going to be going super late into the night, but it will be all day tomorrow and all this evening. So keep an eye out for that. My slot is tomorrow at 3 p.m. to 5, I think. I have to double check on that one, but I will be playing vinyl. I don't really know what I'll be doing yet. I do have a lot of vinyls that I brought back from home that I've been meaning to sort through to make sure, you know, they're good for the radio. And I think I got through like one or two before I didn't give up. But I had other stuff to do. So, you know. Anyways. What's going on? Exclusive showcase is tonight at 5. If you want to go see some dancing. I believe there's a student leadership conference at Hunt Union today at 2. Actually, I'm pretty sure all this came on the news. But I'm just saying this because OK Crew is performing there at 2 p.m., so just go to Hunt Union at 2 p.m. and you'll see my goats dancing to the K-pop songs. And that's, you know, that's what life is really about. Last night was the Woni formal. I hope everyone came out and had a great time. It was very, very fun. I enjoyed it. I love seeing all the beautiful Woni community. Everyone looks great. Loved it. And then I went home and I went to bed. It was awesome. What else? I woke up. That was fun. I've been playing Tomodachi Life, huh? You guys get the new Tomodachi Life for the Switch and you get to make yourself in it. Yep. Uh-huh. Guys, I really should just start. I'm so sorry. It's hard to just chit chat if it's just me. Like it's not really a whole lot going on. I wore a suit yesterday. That was fun. Can you hear this? I'm like, let me stop because that's spiking the mic, but I'm like playing with the little, there's like these little rubber things that holds the mic up. I like that. I'm playing with it. I wore a suit today and I had a pin of Michael Jackson and Princess Diana on it that fell off, but I'll glue it back on today. So don't worry, guys. Diana and Michael Jackson will soon be reunited. This week I ate, didn't eat anything super crazy. Oh my God, guys, let's just play the music. Guys, I'm a little scatterbrained right now. I have two CDs here. One is an EP from an artist I really like. He makes, I don't know what genre it is. He makes a lot of video game music. He made the soundtrack for the one where you're a bartender. Valhalla. No. Yes. He made the soundtrack for Valhalla Cyberpunk Bartending Action or something. You just be a bartender and like it's a cyber futuristic world. It's actually a really good game. Very visual novel, like I recommend. He did the soundtrack for one other game that was scary and that I did play, but I didn't finish it. And you were like an office worker, but it was crazy and scary and like hyper ultra bad office job. I don't remember. That was a good soundtrack, though. I wish I had that soundtrack. But I have the EP. It's actually interesting. The EP is Catchesis. Catch Thesis? Catch. I think it's Catchesis. Catechesis? I don't know. Catechesis. And this is actually. Well, here's the thing. I actually don't know if this is for a game that hasn't come out yet. Or if it's, oh, like, I made an EP, but it's for a fake game. The reason why I think it's a game is because it sounds like a game soundtrack. And also the cover, and also, I don't know. It might have been a publicity stunt, and he was like, oh, I'm making a game, but it's not actually a game, it's just this EP. Because I haven't heard anything about the game since this came out. And this came out in, like, 2020. Let me see. This was released 2023. It's not that old. I mean, making a game takes a long time. Oh, that was the other game he made, Yuppie Psycho. That's where you're the office worker. It was pretty good. Yeah, that's, so I actually don't even know at all. The other one I have here, I was actually going to grab my, I have the Final Fantasy X OST on a CD, the first disc, and I forgot to grab that, but I do have, I'm blanking on her name, I do have, she made DVI, yep, I do have DVI album, not teleprompter, Implementation. This is my, like, probably one of my favorite of her albums. She makes a lot of electronic dance music. So kind of going with the, I guess it's, it kind of sounds like it could be in a game. So maybe they kind of match together. Like, I don't know. What is this? I don't remember the order of the songs on it. But it is here, and we're going to play it, and we'll probably play the first three songs. I really, 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 really love DVI's work. She is an amazing, I know she's based in New York City. Also, okay, this is kind of specific, and I know no one's going to look this up, but if you do listen to DVI and you do really like her music, oh, I'm sorry, I just snorted really loud into the mic. Oh, hold on, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, that was so gross, I had to mute. What was I saying? She has an amazing portfolio website. And I didn't know that she also does, like, 3D work. She does 3D modeling. She has crazy, like, graphic design skills. She's just so cool, and her, the music she makes is amazing. So if we do listen to DVI and you do really like her, I would go check her out because she makes so much other cool stuff. What else? There is a new showing in the Project Space Gallery. With my dear classmates Anjali and Sydney and Tessa have a gallery opening right now. It's open right now. I actually don't know if it's open right now. I'm pretty sure it's open on Saturday. I know it's not open on Sunday. But if you're in the art building that's on the first floor, just take a meander around. It's really wonderful. There's some great stuff. Sydney has some... Okay, Sydney works in film photography. I know nothing about film photography, but he has some great pictures up there. And ones that look, like, cool and, like, splattered and, like, warped. So I really want to ask about that because it's, like... You know, on the little description, it says gelatin plate. I know... The only thing I know about gelatin, like, photography or, like, plates is that it's, like, actual gelatin. And that's all I got. So I'm really curious about that. Yeah, go check it out. Really beautiful. I hashtag love it. What else? I hope everyone got to see the printmaking gallery that was up before then. That was also very, very good. And also my classmates... who are really awesome and very talented. Who else? What else? And then there's The Deer by one of the professors. That's Professor... I don't remember. But that's also really good. And then also the Jury Student Art Still. I got something in there, guys. You might want to go check it out. Your DJ on air. But yeah. I think that's all that's going on so far. Guys, you don't know how ready I am to leave this campus. No offense. You know, I love all my friends. I love working on, you know, homework. You know, that's kind of it. It's kind of it. I like working in the studio because there's so much stuff there that I can't get at home, and it's fully stocked and it's so awesome. Everything, you know, I like hanging out with my friends. I like, you know, Fortnite with Lexi, classic. You know, everything else, I don't even really like my dorm. That's not true. I like Huntington, but it's not my house, you know? So, I don't know if I shouldn't have told you guys where I live, but that's where I live, just in case you were wondering. Don't come find me. Please don't. But that's. What else? Well, that's kind of it. I like the library. The library is really nice, and they have a nice selection of stuff that I don't have at my library. Yup. Hey, all right, let's list things that we love about SUNY Oneonta campus. Your turn. Go. That's a good one. I love Woni. Woni is great. Yup. Uh-huh. We got that cool mascot, the Red Dragon. That's cool. Oh, did you guys know that the Red Dragon lair is closing? The game lair that's in Hunt Union, where I'm at right now? Apparently, some people didn't even know it was open. I didn't realize, like, I always knew it was a thing, but I was always too scared to go into it. So this is my first time going into it. And this is, like, my spring semester of junior year. So that should tell you a lot. But it's actually really nice in there. And there's, like, so many consoles and so many games. Like, because I love playing video games, but I don't really own any consoles. I own a PS2. And the PS2 came out in, like, 2000. Probably before that, actually. So, you know, it's not really running a whole lot. And I have my Switch, which is good for, like, Tomodachi Life. But, you know, can't do much else. You know, and I have Breath of the Wild on the Wii U, and you can't really get anything on the Wii U anymore, but, you know, and I love my computer, obviously. I freaking love my computer. But sometimes you just want to, you know, sometimes I want to sit on the couch and have the controller in my hands go, oh, yeah, you know? But anyways, this doesn't even matter, because I'm not good at using, like, controller controls. Like, if it's first person, and you hand me a controller, no. Like, the joystick isn't gonna do anything. Like, I can't, like, no. Get it away from me. Get it away from me. I'm sorry. I'm the free cool player with motion controls. I love motion controls. The Wii was amazing. I love the Switch. You know, you guys had the Kinect. And then what was the there was the Kinect with the camera, but there was also one with the orbs. I don't know if that's also the Kinect, or if that was something else. I'm pretty sure that's the Xbox. It had the little, like, the stick with the orb. I remember specifically my dad taking me into Best Buy, and then I would go play with that, because they'd have it up on, like, demo, you know? Yeah, I missed that. Actually, one time, this was recently, I got a camera at a thrift store. It's an Easy Share. It's like an Easy Share 2S 200. I'm surprised I remember that. It's either like 220 or 330. Yeah, it's a tiny little camera, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And I love it. It broke, unfortunately. It won't hold a charge is the issue. Like, it doesn't matter what kind of battery it is, or, like, if I plug it in, like, it won't really stay on for very long. But anyways, I wanted to go buy an SD card for it, and I hate shopping online. I mean, like, with stuff like SD cards, it's not too bad because you just order it and you get it and it's, like, fine. But whatever. I was like, I kind of want to go to Best Buy. I want to see what's in there anyway. So I go to Best Buy with my dad. And we're walking around and we're looking for, like, an SD card for this camera. I don't even remember. I think we did end up getting, like, a same-day pickup for it or something. Like, I don't know. Something happened and we ended up getting it a later date. But when we go into the Best Buy, you know, shopping around, seeing what's going on, and we find one of the workers, and we're like, oh, hey, do you think you have an SD card for this camera? Because I think it only took a specific type of SD card. Like, that's how old it was. And he's like, sure. Like, what camera are you looking for? And we show him the camera, and he goes, whoa. He literally went, whoa. Like, and he was like, that is ancient. I was like, okay. Like, dude, chill. Like, chill. Because what? Yes, I just got it from the thrift store, but what if this was like the hand-me-down camera from like three generations ago, man? Like, chill. It was not that old. You know, if the camera is from like 2007, that's only like 20 years. that's not... like 20 years old, that's not even that old. So, I don't know. Anyways, that was kind of funny. And he was like, yeah, I cannot help you guys. And we're like, okay, whatever. Like, whatever. But you know, that was fun. And we did that. But, yeah. All right. We got 20 minutes left. Let's play, like, at least one song, guys. What do you think about that, huh? I think that's a great idea. This is the Catchesis EP. What? Whoa. This is the Catchesis EP by Garrod. Actually, I always say it is Garrod, but it's not pronounced like that at all. It's G-A-R-O-A-D. Garrod. Garrod, maybe? Garrod. Anyways. I'm actually going to play you the second. I don't know if you guys want to listen to the first one, because the first one is like, you know, we'll skip to the second one. If we have time, we'll listen to the first one. But this one is a little more like song-like, you know, and not just like we're listening to a video game version of a prayer or whatever, you know? So anyways, all right, I feel like I haven't used a CD player in forever, even though it was like just last week. All right, this is, what is this song? Idola Influencer by Garrod. We'll be right back. was Idola Influencer by Garrett on the album, or the EP, Catchesis. So we're going to kind of flip-flop here to the two people I already introduced to death. Anyways. What did you guys think? That was Parameter by DVI. One of my favorite electronic artists out there in the scene right now. She makes crazy, crazy stuff. I would recommend you listen to any of her songs, because if you enjoy anything technological, oh my God. All right, we're flip-flopping. We're going back to Garrett over here. I want you to know the rest of his EP is very, not ambient. But, well, you guys can just listen. It's good, though. I really, really enjoy it. This is Blood Gun. It's kind of scary. This is Blood Gun by Garrett. Okay, guys, it kind of started off scary, but we got there, didn't we? We did, in fact, get there. Yeah, I really, 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 really love this EP. I always find myself more drawn to, like, this kind of fantastical, ambient kind of stuff more than I expect to be, but I thoroughly enjoy it. Just, you know, we're coming to the end of this show. Sorry about, you know, the late start. It's been a weird day. It's only 12 p.m., so, you know, might just get weirder. Hopefully not. But, you know, whatever. It'll be okay. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air. I have my show every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. I know that's a weird time. The transition into p.m. throws a lot of people off. Yeah. We're going to fit one more song in here. I'll be here again Saturday, hopefully. Actually, I might go home next weekend, but we'll see. I'll let you guys know. All right, this is Configuration by DBI. Please enjoy, and bye, guys.
listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9.
So, you coming home with me tonight?
Haha, yeah, sure. I don't see why not.
Hey, we should totally do a line before we go.
She, I don't see why not. Get out my pub. What? Fentanyl is a powerful synthetic opioid. Even a tiny amount can be...